Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to talk with Atlantic head football coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, Coach, nice win last week at home against Shenandoah. You guys were able to start to put some things together and obviously got the offense rolling a little bit. Your thoughts on how that performance went?
The kids did a great job. We had a good week of practice. It was definitely needed. Spirits were kind of getting a little low there, but the kids bounced back and performed really well. We ran the ball extremely well. The offensive line was physical up front, which really opened up. We didn't throw a lot of passes, but our passing game, I think Caden was 5 of 8 for like 130-some yards. That turned out really well. Threw 3 touchdowns out of 5 completions, and that's about all you can ask for efficiency. So the offense was really clicking, and the defense was flying around. Lee had those guys ready to go and prepared, and they played phenomenal out there with some really good Shenandoah athletes. So it was good to see that we put a full game together and was really happy for it.
Yeah, and it looked like an opportunity, too, to, you know, get the ball to all the guys that you've been looking to get the ball to. You know, Garrett McLaren got involved with a couple of touchdown catches there for you. Like you said, he ran the ball well. Dante went over 100 yards in that game. So you're starting to get a lot of those pieces involved, and that's what you want to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Tanner O'Brien had some good rushes for us as well at fullback. Got to give the big guy some love there. That all, it doesn't always see it at fullback, but I busted a big run at the end on one of our trap plays. That worked out really well. Dayton Templeton had a nice pass over the middle. He only caught one pass, but for 37 yards, it's a good day there for what we needed with only 8 passes. And Jackson McLaren caught a pass for us as well. One 11-yard pass for a touchdown. So we were spreading the ball around. It was good to see Jackson getting involved, G-Mac getting involved, Dayton getting involved. And Dante and Tanner are really doing a great job running in the backfield. And overall, it was a really good game offensively that all of our weapons were clicking, and it seemed like we were really on the same page.
And as you said, maybe a good confidence boost as well for the team, and I'm sure that got the guys fired up to get back out there and prepare here for this last non-district contest here against Ballard.
Yeah, we've had a really great week of practice. We discussed in Simpson camp before the season started, kind of late July, early August there, that we were going to sit down with our seniors and talk about what they wanted for goals this year. And one of their goals was to go 2-2 or better in the non-district play, that we felt like if we go 2-2 in non-district play, that would set us up for a successful leap into the districts, and possibly if you go 2-2 and then you get first or second in your district, that we'd get a good seat, being 6-3 or 7-2, something like that, that we'd really be set up for success in the long run there for our playoff run that we're hoping to be on. And this is the big game. This is kind of that deciding factor, obviously, with that goal of if we're going to be 1-3 or 2-2. So it's a huge game for that goal. It's a great opportunity for the kids to definitely go into the district play on a 2-game winning streak, riding high, because when district starts, there's no rest for the wicked there. Having ADM and Harlan back-to-back are two phenomenal football teams, and it's going to be a tough start, and we have to hopefully carry that momentum into it and have some good things going for us.
Well, and you take on what is a pretty unfamiliar opponent here this week, and a Ballard team that obviously you don't match up with in many other sports either, so we don't know a whole lot about the kids that you're going to face off against here. It sounds like they're not too indifferent from you, and a team that's replacing a lot of people from last year and are pretty green with a lot of guys that they've got out there, and they're starting to feel their way through as well. I guess, what have you been able to gather here so far from what you've seen from the Bombers?
It looks like a familiar foe, like on film. It looks like they were trying to do a lot of the same stuff we were. Replace a big senior class that had a lot of prolific athletes that fly around and played good football. So they're definitely starting to get their feet wet, and they're playing like it. They're showing great experience. They're doing good things up front. They got some big guys all over the place. They're a big physical football team, and it's definitely going to be a tough matchup for us just with their size and physicality, that we need to match that from the start. Otherwise, it might be a long night. The kids are doing a great job there. It's kind of funny because we were discussing that, don't know where really Ballard came from on the schedule. The state kind of sent us there. And just oddly enough, the cross-country team went to Ballard this week at the same time. So cross-country and football both are going to Ballard this week. So we're going to get familiar with them in a hurry there and this week. But, yeah, it's definitely a different opponent. And it's kind of fun to get out there and see different places and experience those different games, those fields, those atmospheres as well.
Yeah, and I guess that's part of it too. You know, this is a long road trip here for your guys, and something maybe a little bit different. You're not totally unfamiliar with going somewhere. You have to travel a good ways, but with a new field and somewhere you're unfamiliar with, I guess how do you address that and deal with that with your team?
It's being smart. It's bringing something on the bus. It's bringing a drink, some food, planning accordingly, being smart when it comes to your pregame preparation. We preach all week, doesn't really matter the temperature, but you need to be hydrated. You need to be making sure that you're ready to go, because some of those long drives can actually dehydrate kids. Being on a bus with no airflow, sitting in there from school all day, like not being able to move, be active, that we're going to leave a little bit earlier so that way we can get those kids kind of prepped up, walk around, get the sights, get our legs stretched back out, and be ready to go for the game. Especially because it is an hour, anywhere, someone told me from an hour and a half to 2 hours in that range, and it might be longer if we hit traffic in Des Moines. So it's definitely different being on this long of a drive, but if the districts stay the same as they have them now, I know for sure they will next year, but Knoxville's a haul. Saydell's a haul. ADM's close, but it's still about an hour, a little bit in there, that we're going to get used to these long drives, that other teams are going to have to be prepared for them, and it's really who mentally and physically prepares the best that week outside of the practice field, I think.
Yeah, and when we take a look here at Ballard as a team, I'll start kind of pointing out a little bit here on the offensive side. It looks like they want to be a little bit of a balanced squad, but certainly have done quite a bit in the run game here so far, both with the back and with their quarterback, Ashton Herman, running the ball quite a bit as well. It looks like he's gotten pretty comfortable with running their offense here pretty quickly, and I guess that's something you'll have to pay attention to as a quarterback that wants to take off and run.
Yeah, they're definitely, if you look on paper, balanced, but you can tell what they want to do. They want to run the ball. They got a big physical offensive line. They got 6'7", 6'3", and 6'3", all around the 300 to 280 range, that honestly, you're not wanting to pass pro with those guys. You want to road grade. And I think that's definitely going to be their point of emphasis, is to lean on us as much as possible with their big guys. And their running backs, 6'1", 6', 210. So they're big all around. They're big physical guys, and they balance it up, but really they're trying to run the football. They definitely want to make that point of emphasis there. Now, if it's the quarterback or running back, that's what we need to figure out.
Yeah. When you turn it to the other side here, what have you seen from them defensively, and how are you going to try to attack that?
They're big. They're big up front. They run a 3-4 scheme there that we kind of saw a little bit of with Shan. So hopefully we're going to incorporate kind of similar running games, similar schemes that we did against Shenandoah there, hopefully to similar successes. Definitely their linebackers don't flow as fast as Shan's do. They're going to let those big guys clear up the mess, and when they see daylight, they hit daylight. They do a really good job of that, not necessarily just filling a gap. They're definitely more of their tacklers. They're going to see that area, read it, and then go. So their big guys are definitely eating up those blocks up front, and they get off the ball. They're looking to get sacks. They're looking, if it's an obvious passing down, to pin their ears back and go. And we're really hoping to kind of hit them with some draw passes, some screens, some runs and stuff like that, that we're trying to keep them off balance and not getting those predictable downs.
Well, I think as a coach, you always kind of have a little bit of something that's sticking in your mind from the last game out that you want to see improve the next time you're out there on the field. Kind of any points of emphasis here this week that you wanted to see change from the Shenandoah game?
Penalties on special teams. We talked about it. We start off the game, get the ball, which should have been on Shenandoah's 30, ended up being on our own 30. We kind of had a penalty, which we look back on it, and it was aggressive penalty. It was fine. Kids blocking a kid into the ground. Okay, like, we'll take that. And then we had another special teams one where we had a hold on a kickoff return for a touchdown. Just to kind of think of what could have been if we didn't have a couple penalties. I think all of our punt returns, we had a block in the back or a hold or something that trying to better our field position there so we can really set ourselves up for success. So kind of special teams this week. We've been hammering on no unnecessary penalties and definitely giving max effort out there.
Well, this is a team also that we talked about the road trip in itself, but it's also a team that hasn't gotten to play at home a whole lot here. I guess last week was their first game at home in 2 years because derecho went through and wiped out their home field. So I'm sure it's a team that's excited to be there and play on their home field as well. I guess, is that drawn anything to you? Obviously, just to them, it's a motivation factor, but just maybe keep that in mind that you're out there with a team that wants to be there for sure.
Yeah, we haven't looked too far into it. I know they have a new facility. They have all that new gear for their practice or their field turf, the new stands and all that. That we haven't really looked too much into it. I know they'll be fired up, that they'll be excited, but you kind of expect that with every home game. Kids are definitely more comfortable at home, more excited with the crowd and the stands, rooting for you rather than against you, but I think we're looking forward to the opportunity there.
Yeah, this should be fun. It sounds like it's going to be a pretty good matchup as far as, you know, where the teams are at and, you know, kind of what they're looking to accomplish. And like you said, springboard yourself here into district play. So both teams will, I'm sure, have no lack of motivation. Should be a fun one, Coach. And, of course, if folks can make it up there, we'd certainly appreciate some Trojan fans to make the trip as well.
Yeah, absolutely. They have a nice visitor sideline for us. The more people we can pack in there, the better it'll be. But I understand if the drive you can't make it because – as we're aware, there's a great stream with KJN that you guys do an amazing job as well if you can't make it out. But we'd love to see as many people out there as we can supporting our boys.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN.